Here you go. Hola amigos, and welcome back. It's Willie's View Podcast, and it is our fourth season premiere. Bernetta, thanks for coming back.
Hey, Willie, it's Bernetta. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. So what's been going on with you besides going to back to school grind? I know that's what's fun to do, taking the kids back to school and getting it all set up.
Yeah, school is fun because I get finally get a break.
Playing tag with the teachers.
It's their turn now. But yes, I got back from a cruise on the Bahamas like 2 weeks ago, and now the hurricane is coming, destroyed the town of Freeport.
Oh no!
I just left there, and I got a lot of pictures to remind me. But it's so sad what happened. I hope they can recover because that was a great cruise, and I won a lot of money. And I had a lot of food and a lot of drink, and it was great.
Oh, I'm glad that you at least got to go on a cruise. That's good. That's good to hear.
Yes, it was like a relief at the end of the summer. I go on a cruise, came back 3 days later, sent the kids to school. Holla!
Yeah, amen for that. I know the kids get restless after a while. They need to get back to school. I know Jenna was excited going back to school, and she starts dance lessons already. In school, so she's loving it.
What kind of dance is she doing? Is she doing like ballerina or is she doing like hip hop?
It's gonna be, it's like a mixture of it. Like the other day she was doing a little ballerina type a dip, and then she's doing her little hip hop, and it's a mixture of stuff. And then yesterday she told me that she got approved to be in the photograph club. So that's like being part of the yearbook. So that makes me feel good because that's what I started as when I was little, getting into that. And it's such a great experience for all kids. I think every kid should try that. It teaches you a lot of things, and it molds you to who you can be in the future.
I forgot how old she is. How old is she again?
She's already 11. She's going to be 12 already in October.
That is so awesome.
I know. And my son's already 21. They grow up so fast.
Oh, you are awesome, Dad. I'm excited for you all.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been doing a really good father-daughter project together. We joined the Gold's Gym for just $1, just me and Jenna. And it's amazing. I love we get to do exercises, and it's wonderful. It's a good flow for both of us.
That's good. I praise anybody that can go to the gym because my fat tail can't go. I'd be so tired.
Yeah, I have those moments. I have those moments. All right, so let's get started on this. What about the daytime? What do you think is going on with Young and the Restless? Have you been catching up with a lot of the storylines? It's going like everywhere.
Man, you know I watch stories every day. I need to go to a soap opera rehab because I'm just all into it.
So what do you think with Young and the Restless? Like, are you enjoying the storylines, or do you feel like some of the fans that it's kind of going everywhere and not making sense? How do you feel?
Well, I'm kind of glad that the JT storyline was wrapped up, but now it's like they're all about Adam. This new Adam is a good character. He does bring a lot of drama and suspense. But it's like every single day. I'm like, dude, can you have a mixture?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a Newton family? Like, can you talk about Kane and Jack or somebody? Jack just seemed to be so depressed. But where are they going to go with this storyline? And then Billy going crazy. Yeah. I want to know, I thought that Chloe was playing mind games with him, but apparently not. It seems like his own mind is just messing up. I'm like, okay, Robert, can we get somewhere with this? They brought back everybody from the dead like in the same 3 months.
I know. I was just watching it earlier where Chelsea's laying into Chloe for knocking her out like a couple years ago, right before she was presumed dead. And I'm like, Chelsea has no room to talk. What about what she did to Sharon before she left town?
Exactly.
It's all, they're just hypocrites. But I do agree, I love Adam, but I don't like it turning, I don't like the Young and the Restless is turning it into the Adam show.
Right, and they brought Phyllis back, the new, you know,
Yeah, I get it. It's like we love the characters, but we don't need to see them every single day. I mean, it's kind of like overkill.
Right.
Because you're missing the other storylines, and it's just so messed up.
Right. And I do see Phyllis and Adam being a power couple in the future.
And, yeah, they got a lot of chemistry together.
Yes.
I make you blush, but can you imagine the hot sex between Phyllis and Adam?
Off the chain.
Oh my god. Every time Phyllis goes near Adam, she's always done this, but she's always like right in front of their faces, like she's gonna like jump his bones or something.
That'd be funny.
Cause you know how Phyllis like kind of like whispers like a little bit, like she's flirting, but she doesn't mean to. Like she's got that school naughty schoolgirl attitude personality going on.
Yeah, I think maybe they're trying to get her to practice to get into her character. That's why they show her every day. Like, you need to practice, bitch. Get back into your groove.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see her ass every day. Her outfits are nice.
Yes, I love the outfits. Uh-huh. And then don't you think it's a coincidence that both Sharon and Jack go out of town at the same time?
I know, right? But maybe they're going on vacation.
The fans are already flipping out. They're like, they better not hook them back up again. I'm like, well, what would be the worst idea if they brought them back together? Because, I mean, it's not unconventional because they've been there, done that before. But maybe they're thinking of trying it again because, you know, the whole Sharon-Nick thing won't work because he's always cheating on her anyway.
Sharon gets on my nerves. I'm not liking her a little bit, but now she's getting back on my nerves again. She had a good man in Ray.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it'll be even more drama when Phyllis and Adam get together because Sharon rejected his proposal. So if Phyllis get with him, she'll be like, not again!
You know who I want to put on the exit bus, believe it or not, and it's not, I can't stand Lola, I don't like Lola, I don't like Tessa, but the person I really want to put on the exit bus would have to be Mariah. Because she's starting to get on my nerves, like, who is she to tell Adam and anybody, well, why don't you just go back to Vegas or wherever they started from? I'm like, okay, let's not forget Mariah. You weren't so goody-goody when you first came to town. You started pretending to be your dead sister's twin. But she pretended to be Cassie. I mean, we can't forget that, you know. And it's crazy. I mean, I used to like Mariah, but I don't really care for her anymore. And then also, I don't know what's going on with Devon and Elena. They started off kind of like sizzle, and now they're fizzling. And I'd see more chemistry between Elena and Nate than I am Devon and Elena.
Me too.
Do you think that's why they're trying to bring Hillary back? Because they want the old sparks back?
Well, I think Elena and Devon did have some sparks. I think it's a good twist. For Nate to step in and have Phyllis and Elena as well.
Yeah.
I think it's a good drama. Of course, I'm going to watch it anyway, but I've been looking forward to that.
What do you feel about they're possibly bringing Hillary back as like a twin lookalike or something like this?
I think that is the stupidest idea ever.
Yeah.
I love Michelle Morgan as an actress. She
oh,
is
yeah.
Bomb.
Yeah.
But you made a big deal about her death. You made like a 2-week death. Drawn it out over 2 weeks for her to die, and she finally died, and everybody was so crazy and so depressed, and but now you're gonna bring back a lookalike? No, sir, you need to do something better than that. Y'all should have negotiated the contract the first damn place.
And this whole thing about Chance returning, are you excited? I know I am.
Who?
Chance? Nina's son?
Yeah, he didn't die, he just left town. It's one thing to leave town, it's one thing to die.
I want the original Chance back, though. John Driscoll?
Yeah, me too.
Because that guy's a hunk. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for him because he is in the military. So let's cross our fingers that the military allows him to come over to Young and the Restless for at least a little while.
Right. I like him as an actor. And I got different feelings when they leave town than when they die. If you die, you dead.
Yeah.
We know you're alive.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that with them bringing Chance back, maybe there's a possibility they can bring back Ronan.
Yes.
You know, it's time to put it back on the map. If they really want to fix Young the Restless, let's do it right, but don't do it sloppy. But yeah, bring back Ronan, bring back Nina. You know, let's do it right.
And if you want to, bring back Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan could return too. Yeah. Who do you think, who would you cast as Dylan?
I don't know everybody's name, Willie. You know I'm not good with names. I don't know.
Oh, so what do you think about Bold and the Beautiful? I'm in love with the hot doctor that plays, that used to play Lou Jack from yes. Guiding Light, and also David Hayward from All My Children. You know, I've always had a crush on him, so I'm excited that he's on Bold and Beautiful. I'm happy that he's on Bold and Beautiful, except I'll be honest, I don't trust the writers, because a lot of the show is just getting so sloppy.
Yeah, you know that, okay, so Thomas Frank appeared on a Friday. He was in a hospital for a whole 2 days on the show. Now he's getting discharged.
It wasn't even a coma. It wasn't even a coma. I was like, wait a minute. Did a coma be like at least a month or something? But damn, they don't even give him a coma. They just, oh, you're awake again.
Same day. They have the same clothes. And he woke up the same day.
That, really? I'm serious. Really? This show's so sloppy. So what do you think is a doctor? Do you think he's going to hook up with Brooke? Or do you think he's going to hook up with Steffi?
I don't know, but they need to do somebody. They need to come up with somebody.
Shauna is Flo's mom. That's Denise Richards.
Yeah, I know. I said, who do you think she can hook up with?
Oh, they're supposed to hook up together. Apparently, Ridge is supposed to get drunk and have sex with Shauna.
Oh.
Which I, for one, am over Ridge. I've never really been a big Ridge fan because he's kind of like Nick from Young and the Restless. All he does anyway is cheat. And I know a lot of people don't like Brooke so much, so it's just a lot of repeated storylines that kind of get kind of dumb.
I think that Bill and Brooke will hook back up and make Katie have a heart attack again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can you say that Katie has a scare or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
That's only logical because Brooke and Bill would let go. I don't even know why she's dumb enough to go back to him a third time. You don't go to nobody three times.
Do you watch your soaps a lot, or have you found yourself kind of like not watching it every day? I've kind of cut down on watching too many soaps too much, like daily. They're okay, but after a while they do get a little boring.
They do. What I do is I record them and I binge watch them at night. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm busy at daytime.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I watch like two or three shows at a time, and I like it like that because I can see, oh, what's going to happen? Oh. I can watch it all in one sitting. But I've been trying to watch now.
Oh, I signed up with that Amazon Prime, and they have the channels that you can order. And I joined with the CBS Access for a good cost. And I'm like you, I watch them at night too now. That way I don't have to worry about missing it in the daytime. When I'm busy, I could just watch it at night. So I love that we have DVRs that can do that now.
Yes. And, what was I getting ready to say? I was going to say something. Oh, did you realize on Bold and the Beautiful, they have not even told Steffi yet about Thomas falling off the cliff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of sloppy writing. Because Steffi's his sister, you would think someone, at least Ridge or somebody, would tell her.
Exactly. At least talk about the girl. Be like, Steffi's been so depressed she hasn't even went to see Thomas because she can't. She's just so sad. Or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They didn't even mention her name.
No, it's just nervous. Yeah, it's well, that's why people get mad, because they call it the Logan Show, because they're just focused so much on the Logans and Ridge, they forget everybody else, which I always thought was wrong, but that's the way the writing goes.
And I'm getting tired of hearing the name Beth. I feel like they say Beth 20 times a show.
Yeah.
I'm all the time. Say something else.
Yeah, it's plenty ridiculous. So what else do you have for us tonight? What's going on with your with you? What do you have for us for tonight?
Well, I got a couple recipes I want to share.
Oh yeah, nice. What you got for us?
Okay, so my banana pudding is thebomb.com. Okay, let me tell you what you got to put in. Okay, you got to get 8 ounces of cream cheese. You have to get a tub of whipped cream, a can of sweetened condensed milk, 5 ounces of vanilla pudding, 3 cups of cold milk. What else you gotta put in it? I think that's it. But first you gotta put the cream cheese in and beat it. And after you beat that, it has to be soft and smooth. And then you add the sweetened condensed milk. And after you do that, you add the pudding mix and the cold milk. And after you get that nice and smooth like you want it, you add, did I say cold milk? I don't remember. But you add half of the whipped cream. This is going to give you a nice texture for the banana pudding. Okay? And then you have to chop up 7 bananas. Okay?
I'm listening. It sounds so good. You got me drooling.
Yes. My stuff is bomb. Okay? And then you have to put, okay, after you mix all it up and cut the 7 bananas, you get your box of vanilla wafers, and you layer it with vanilla wafers, and then you add the pudding mix. Now, this is where it gets exciting. When you put the one layer of, put down the cookies, then the bananas, then the pudding. When you put down the pudding, you add cinnamon sugar on top of the pudding. This gives it a little kink. And you also can put, I skipped the whole step. When you put the banana down, you take a lemon and you squeeze it on top of the banana. And after you do that, you put the pudding mixture and then add the cinnamon. And then you would go back again and put the layers of cookies and the layer of pudding and bananas, and put the lemon juice again, then put the pudding, and then put the cinnamon on top. And then you take the rest of the whipped cream that you had left over, you put it on top of the pudding. I also forgot to say a tablespoon of vanilla extract. You put the vanilla extract in the beginning, so I'm going to go back over the ingredients. You need the pudding mix, the cold milk, the sweetened condensed milk, the vanilla extract, the cream cheese, and the whipped cream, the wafers, and the bananas. Okay. So, yes. This recipe is bomb. Oh, yeah, cinnamon sugar and the lemon juice. And you put it in the refrigerator overnight for at least 8 hours. And it is thebomb.com. The lemon juice gives it a tang, and it also helps the bananas not turn brown. And the cinnamon gives it a kick. It makes it taste like southern taste. It is so good. Everybody loves my banana pudding, and I get everything from Walmart for cheap. Or Aldi's, and it's all good.
It does sound really good. And how many servings does it make?
It's about 20, I guess. It goes in a 9x13 pan, and I use the ice cream scoop, and I put it on plate. After the family reunion, everybody was so excited. It was like, Barnetta, who made this? I do sweets anyway. You know, my business, Simplistic Sweets, and that's by Barnetta. I do all kinds of sweets.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's my most requested, is my banana pudding.
Cool. I like that sound of that. So what exciting announcement did you have to share with us today?
Well, my business is up and thriving. Of course, my business is called Simplistic Sweets and Events. I have a package deal right now on special for $60 where you can get 12 custom chip bags, 12 custom Rice Krispie treats, and 10 to 12 douche cups like Kool-Aid Jammers or Capri Sun. You can get that for $60. You have to pay half of the deposit, which is $30, at the time of your order to secure your spot. And the other half, 48 hours before you pick up your order. So that's a special I have going on now. My business is growing. I started in 2017. And this year is my biggest year yet. I'm booked like almost every weekend. So I'm thank God for that. And I do ship. I ship stuff to people. And that's not a problem. So if anybody wants to check my page out, go to Facebook. It's, my business page is called Simplistic Suites and Events by Renetta. I also do party planning. That's where the events comes in. And I also help do consultations to help you plan your own party. I give you a direction of where you need to go with your party. I give you some ideas and some suggestions that I think would be exciting and fun for kids and adults. Birthday parties, baby showers, wedding receptions. I do it all. I love planning parties. It's just a passion of mine.
Yeah, and then and the cool part is that Simplicity Suites and Events by Bernetta is also sponsoring this podcast.
Yes, of course. I support my boo Billy.
I'm so excited. I'm really excited for your business. It's just so amazing. I love that. I have an idea for you. Maybe you should think of doing a YouTube channel to add as an addition to your business. And kind of do like a little YouTube video for your customers.
I think about it all the time. I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to, but I want to. I want to do a background. I want to do YouTube channel. I really do. And a podcast. I want to talk about crazy stuff that goes on, like, you know, in the neighborhood and what's going on in college world. Like relationships.
We're gonna be doing that. I'm gonna have that real soon. My nephew, he started college for this semester, you know, this season, and he's actually going to be a guest, and he's gonna be talking about college life. So that's good idea right there. I like that.
Speaking of college life, last year you were in school, but we didn't get disconnected, but your number changed, and I hadn't talked to you in a while. What's going on with your school? You was in school last year.
I was, but I stepped back because what's going on with me, remember I was diagnosed with my blood clot in my lungs? So I just I still have it, and I'm still staying strong, but it just, a lot of things kind of a little bit of overwhelming, so I just kind of laid back, and I just stay at home, being dad to Jenna, stay home, and just stay busy, but I'll go back to school, but it's not like a big rush right now because I'm just staying focused on my health right now.
Okay, that's good. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't realize it, but sometimes we do put a little too much on our plates. And for me, I kind of learned that real quick that it was just kind of like an overload. I wouldn't be able to go to school and still focus on what I needed to focus on. It was just going to be stressful. So I just, right now, I just take a step back because I go for a lot of tests that I do. You know, like blood work tests, and then I go for my just different tests to just make sure everything's okay. Which everything is going good right now.
Okay, great. That's good to know. I'm glad that you're doing okay.
Yeah, yeah. So do we have anything else that you'd like to share with the audience, or did you have any more recipes?
Well, I do have another recipe because life is great with food in it.
All right, yeah, feel free to share. And also, if you have any shout-outs that you'd like to bring out right now, like anyone in your community or an agency that you feel deserves to be recognized, now's a good time. You got the table's yours.
Okay, well, let me see. Do I have any shout-outs? I do want to shout-out all the teachers going back to school in Guilford County. I salute you for your job. I cannot tolerate a whole lot of children at one time. And you go to work every day to take care of our children and make sure they get the best education possible. I just want to shout you up for doing a great job. And I also want to shout out the bus drivers driving these kids back and forth to school safely. Your job is hard as well. You have to drive the bus by all the kids and all the noise and trying to concentrate on the road, make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, make sure anybody being bullied. That's a hard job as well.
Yeah.
I salute the bus drivers and the teachers.
I like that. That's a good shout out. I like that.
No problem. Also, my recipe that I want to share is pasta salad. Everybody's pasta salad is different, but mine is the bomb, like I said. This is my second most requested dish when people ask me, can I mix up at their party? Okay, so my recipe consists of the tricolor rotini noodles. You can go to Food Lion or Walmart, you get the tricolor. That means it's three different colors. Okay, you get that, and you cook it, whatever the box tell you to do, just cook it the way the box say. You give you some Italian tomatoes, and you drain it just a little bit. You get some of that water out. You don't want it too salty, because, just don't. Shredded cheese. Cook you some broccoli, the small broccoli cuts. You cook that on top of the stove, okay? And then you get the mini pepperonis from the grocery store. And you can also cook some yellow onion.
Mm-hmm.
On the stovetop, cook just a little bit, not a whole bunch. Just want to give it a ting. But not too many onions, because, your breath already going to be stinking anyway. But just want to give you some flavor. Okay? And then you get the Hidden Valley Ranch powder. Not the Hidden Valley Ranch dressing, the powder. Take that and also some Italian seasoning and some oregano. You mix all of that together in the noodles. And then add just a 2 capfuls of vinegar, and then get wishbone salad dressing, and pour the whole thing in that, not the big bottle, the small little bottle, the $2.25 bottle. You take that bottle and you put it all over the Italian dressing, and that pasta salad, let it sit for about 2 hours. Oh my God. Cheese, tomato, broccoli, onions, Hidden Valley Ranch. Pepperoni. It is so good.
Oh my God, that does sound good. Oh my God, yum.
Some people put mayonnaise in their pasta salad. Some people put onions and peppers, and they don't put no vegetables in it. I mean, you can make a whole meal out of that. That's got the carbs, you got the noodles, you got the meat, pepperoni. Oh yeah, and bacon bits. You can add bacon bits to it. And then you got the vegetables, you got the broccoli, you got the dairy, you got the cheese. See, that is a whole meal right there.
And on the bowl. On your pasta, how many servings does that serve?
I don't know. Cause some people like more than one serving. That's so good. I would say about 15 people.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
One box. Two boxes could probably be 30 people.
All right. Well, Bernetta, I was going to tell you, and I'm here to alert everybody. Did you hear about what's going on with the danger of using Alexa?
No. What about her listening to your conversation?
Okay. Here's the thing. It's very dangerous because when your Alexa's on, and it literally is on all the time, it records everything you're talking about. For example, let's say you and a loved one are having an argument. Doesn't matter what. All the argument that you're talking about, whether you're bringing up something, and this make you laugh, but it was like, I told you to get groceries from Target and you didn't get nothing. Just a simple word that you say will be the trigger. And before you know it, you're going to be getting spam and all kinds of emails and texts saying that, well, check out our Target specials and all this. It's because they record every single thing that you say, and they use that as a sponsor ad. So your life is literally like a sponsor ad using Alexa. That's why it's very dangerous, because everything that you say is being recorded. And just be careful using it, because, there's just a lot of downfalls about Alexa.
Yeah, I don't have Alexa, but I have a Google Mini, but it's not plugged up. It's just sitting on the counter.
Yeah.
But I heard that same thing. And Facebook does the same thing. I was talking to my friend about Great Wolf Lodge, and as soon as I got the phone, I get on Facebook, Great Wolf Lodge. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, the way you do that, for Facebook or anything that you're being recorded off of, for anything, just go to your settings and clear your cache and you start fresh. That way you don't get all that junk sent to you. Now, Alexa, as far as I know, there's no way of clearing anything for Alexa unless you have to go to the settings manually. But that was one thing that has caught my attention about Alexa, just for people to be aware. Yeah, it's like a big brother's watching you sort of situation.
How do you do that under settings? I'm looking for it right now.
Okay, let's see. You go on your Facebook account, and then you're going to go to where you're going to usually log out. And there's a thing that says settings, like personal settings or app settings. You click that, and you're looking to clear your cache completely. That means clear out all the junk, so you don't get no spam or nothing like that from companies that are like recording you for being on Facebook.
I'm sure looking for it right now.
It is annoying, and it's crazy, but it's our fault too, because we do use the social media, but it's good to know what is going on with social media, because unfortunately, it's gotten worse. It records a lot of social media now. It's recording every single thing that we do, because we don't realize it, but by being on the social media assets of these pages and these accounts, we're kind of allowing them to do that to us, and the only problem is, they're giving out our information without our permission, so they find a way to do it.
Okay, I'm on the settings right now. I don't see where it says.
Okay, there should be like a thing. Let me keep checking. And I can message you more and text you, and we'll get through that.
Okay.
I sure will. All right, everybody. It's been fun and great having Brunetta back. We don't have any music, but we do have a playlist. It is on Spotify. So check it out. It's Willie's View Podcast Season 4. And there's a lot of music inspired by Brunetta. And also our other co-host, Jennifer. So check it out. And again, thanks for listening. And we will see you on the flip side.
Yes. Thank you for having me back.
All right. I'll get back to you in a minute about the settings.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.